in the Fort Pierce area, or what is it exactly that?
Hi, Josie. This is John Kyle with Local Splash. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing real good. My apologies for interrupting here. I know that you were just talking with Jonathan about everything. So from what he mentioned, you're partnered with New Engine, the company based out of Seattle, right?
Yeah, on the West Coast. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So just to make sure, obviously we would love to compete and earn your business, but just to make sure, you know, we're not trying to break up a good marriage, are you really happy with the service they provide so far, or is it something that you're open to hear the competition?
No, I'm just, so basically we're individual franchises, and we're individual franchises, and we basically, before we were having it, you know, I don't know if it's like, right now it's like it's being handled through our corporate office. So I'm, you know, I own franchises like in the Orlando area, in Fort Pierce, in like Central Florida. And basically it's, they're handling it because it's part of a marketing agreement that I have with my, like my corporate office. But it's, I don't find, like we used to have so much, we used to get so much work from Google before and so much from, you know, from our searches, but now we're basically on our local listings, like, you know, like if you're searching for companies, like we're like in Orlando, for example, we're way down at the bottom. We're like number 10, number 15, and we were always like in the top three. So,
wow.
You know, I don't know what's going on, but it really affects, like it's, you know, it's like it's brought down our business by 50% since they've taken over, or since, like, you know, they took over our file, and it's like our business is down 50% since that happened. So I'm not sure.
Wow. Wow.
What.
Yeah, I do see here you have 110 reviews of 4.6. How are you not tracking near the top of the list like you were in the past? That's really surprising.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, and the only reason our reviews are so bad is because, or even at 4.6, is because we're carrying bad reviews from the Miami Fort Lauderdale location, because they have like terrible, terrible reviews, and some of the reviews are on there are directly affecting us. Like they've destroyed
they're trickling into you, even though you're not
yeah.
you're not the Miami location. Well, I will let you know again, 4.6 is not something to you know, to laugh at in any way. Like we definitely can make that work. I mean, I was just looking at review count though. I mean, you've been in business this long, have that type of review count, and you have companies that are like at 30 reviews, 10 reviews, another 30s and the 40s. So yeah, definitely it's something that, you know, we can work with as far as helping to optimize you. I just don't know if it's something that you feel infringes upon your agreement with, you know, the franchisers, right? So I don't want to put you in a position
I'm not obligated to anything. I'm allowed to do my own advertising. I can, not my own advertising, but I'm allowed to do my, I have to get ads proof, but I'm allowed to do all of my own stuff. But right now,
oh, nice.
If I have to, anything that I change, I have to call somebody at my corporate office. Then my corporate office gets in touch with New Engine, and then they make adjustments, and then it's like sometimes a two-day process when,
oh wow,
I want, you know, I'm wondering, I need to be able to fix things like immediately if things, you know, and then we've had a lot of problems with Google, you know, with violations and all kinds of violations and violations and violations and all kinds of problems. And now I think that problem is fixed, but we have no work coming in. We used to do like, so, you know, we were doing like huge, huge numbers before, and now we like, it's, you know, we have nothing coming in from Google.
And it was since the, you started with the franchise or just started with New Engine?
It's not even with New Engine. It's probably like in the last, it's because nobody was looking after our accounts. Like they only brought New Engine in like probably about 6 to 8 months ago. And
oh.
I was told that as soon as New Engine came in, they were going to optimize, everything was going to be fixed, because there was nobody looking after our accounts.
Gotcha.
So
the in-house marketing team had just dropped the ball for a while, and then they partnered with New Engine.
Yeah, there was no there was no marketing team. It was just some people in the office trying to figure out how to, you know, to do advertising. So they brought New Engine in, but it was going to change. Everything was going to get better. And like, and it's gone like from bad to worse. So.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I will let you know this. Obviously. Go ahead.
I don't normally take phone calls like this, but I just, because he brought up like the Fort Pierce location and, you know, that sort of, you know, specifically.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you can get it.
Right, right. So
we need to be taught.
Right, exactly. And so just to let you know how we operate, we are a month-to-month service provider, meaning we do look to earn your business each and every month. So we're not going to be someone that doesn't offer you white glove service. You make a phone call, we answer, you send a text message, we respond, you know, things like that that you don't really have right now with New Engine. The whole 48-hour turnaround just to make a simple change on whatever it is you're making change on, whether it be keywords or uploading photos or anything like that, that you just want to talk to someone who handles it directly, yes, we can do that. I mean, we've been in business about 20 years now. We're based out of Fountain Valley, California, and we have about 10,000 clients nationwide. When it comes with franchises, we do have to ask a couple more questions, and, you know, I appreciate you answering those from Jonathan, and mainly because, again, we don't want to infringe upon any franchisee agreements and things like that. But if you know that you are open to hear us out, absolutely we'll give you our best sales pitch, so to speak. So just to walk you through some of the few things that we do, and then you let me know if this lines up with what you're looking to do. Based on your focus on the resi market, are you doing any Facebook ads with New Engine or anything like that?
No, not currently. They tried to run some Facebook ads, but it was like it got, I don't know, it's like not New Engine, but the office did.
Gotcha. So how we work, no worries. So I will let you know, again, we definitely have a lot of success with Facebook ads just because of the model that we've learned and formulated over these years. You don't have to take a part on it, but I will let you know, we just start things off very simple for clients. It's $100 of Facebook ads, and it's the boost ads that, you know, show up to users when they're scrolling through social media later on in the evening. But the reason why they're very popular with our clients is the only reason why your ad would even show up is if someone was already looking for your service earlier on the day through another platform like Google or Bing or some other platform where Facebook would capture those cookies. So that way they can do some retargeting later on in the day. So if it's, you know, programmed properly, a lot of our clients really like the Facebook approach. Don't get me wrong. There's also other forms of advertising in your field, like with Google pay-per-click as well as Google Guaranteed. Any of those seem appealing to you, obviously, you know, we would be glad to help with that. But usually we start slow with our clients just so that way we can earn their trust in the beginning. So we're not trying to break your bank financially or anything like that. We're not looking for a long-term retainer. It's really just a simple program where we include $100 of Facebook ads in the first month and then also do the optimization to start moving you upwards on this list and just give you that white glove service that you deserve, you know, being in business for so long and having so many reviews to really help you promote your own growth as well. So all that together to get you optimized and really focus on your growth upwards in the greater Orlando area, it's priced at $299 a month on a month-to-month program, and that includes the $100 that goes towards Facebook.
Okay, and then what, so this, like this $100 in Facebook ads, like do you do like Instagram also, or how does it?
So, great question. So, in our past, we've tried a lot of different modes of social media marketing with IG and so on and so forth. But what we found is the people that you're usually trying to reach out to, on Instagram, it's more like, you know, show me a video or something like that. And it's more like a branding type approach that doesn't really get the exact clicks that you're looking for. That's what we found with a lot of our clients, you know, in the industry. So with Facebook, fortunately, and, you know, you can hopefully relate to this, typically it reaches a slightly, how do you want to say, more established or seasoned population, that's a good way to say it, where you're going to get a little bit more of the homeowner base. I know that you probably can reach out to anyone in the area who needs a carpet clean, don't get me wrong, but so most of our clients are happy with using just Facebook for that reason. But the other reason, of course, is that it gives you a ability to target more specifically of zip codes, right? Whereas when you're on Google, you show up on the map wherever your service area is, right? But let's say you wanted to hit somewhere like, just to give you an idea, Bellevue, or you want to go all the way to Orange City, wherever it is, Lakeland, for example. If you're trying to hit other areas outside of the greater Orlando service area, that's where Facebook will allow you to choose, more targeted cities with your advertising dollars. And of course, the cost is really what's really appreciated, because as you know, since you already ran some Facebook ads in the office, the cost is about 5% of what a Google pay-per-click ad run would cost for the same type of advertisement.
Okay, so how many ads would we get, like, for that $100 that you're talking about? Like, what would that?
So the exact number is based on, like, the actual cost for Facebook. That's just a budget we set. So how many impressions you're getting and how many click-throughs is all based on that metric. But for most of our clients, I know you're going to be probably a little bit bigger than most of our clients in the small business vertical. But that $100 usually lasts them pretty much 3 to 4 weeks, almost the entire month. Of course, if you wanted to start off with like $200 towards Facebook just because you're really happy with it or change that at any time, that's not a problem. I mean, any dollar you want to contribute towards Facebook, that doesn't change your cost with us as far as the basically the $199 of that going to us. That's just our service fee for the optimization on Google and really the upkeep and helping you make changes whenever you want. But as far as any other ad dollars, whether you want to do ads with Facebook, Google, or anything outside of that, you know, that's totally your discretion.
Okay, then how would you access like my account? Like how do you take care of that? How do you do that?
So as far as your Facebook profile or also your website? Because your website seems like it's part of a larger like conglomerate website.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it's part of like a corporate, you know, like a whole thing that's set up through the corporate office. And so, I mean, how would you set up the ads for Facebook and for the page or whatever?
Right. So we definitely create the ad copies for you. Or if you want to create your own ad copies, that's fine too, because I know you said some things have to be approved. But as far as that, you know, we walk you through that. You tell us what target areas we give you the demographics as far as where we're approaching with these ads and, you know, assuming that that's fully consented by you. And we do that through an onboarding call that usually takes about 30 to 45 minutes. But we really gather all the information we can to start running the ads. And then you have back-end analytics to see, the click-throughs, the impressions, the phone calls as well. Like we can provide a tracking number as well. So that way any calls that come through, you have history of that. So again, it is designed so that way we hold ourselves accountable and you can hold ourselves accountable for the results we're showing. So we want to make sure everything is fully transparent. And that's why we give you that back-end dashboard. But if you wanted to call in and ask about it, we can definitely do that method as well. So either way you want to access the information, whether it's by talking to someone on our onboarding team, that's okay. Or if you just want to use the dashboard, that's what we provide you full access to. The dashboard also allows you to make changes to anything you want to make changes to, whether it's like on your Facebook page or Google Business Profile, you can also submit so we can make changes to that if you want us to work on things like that on the back end. The only thing that is a little tricky is your website itself, because if you don't have access to the website, like a login to make changes, then, you know, it'd be hard for us to do that. But if you do, then, you know, we can assist with that.
Yeah, no, we are able to run our own ads and put our own pricing and all that kind of stuff. We do that, like, through our site. But we have, like, there's, like, that kind of, like, that landing page where they put in their zip code. And then as soon as they put in their zip code, then they go to our specific
Gotcha. So yeah, we would drive traffic to your Google Business Profile mainly then and make sure that it goes up the list. And then the way your website is set up, it sounds like it's a little bit more like just specific to you, but also through the corporate structure. So that's something that we wouldn't really make changes to, I guess. I don't want to stand corrected on that since it's not fully your full domain.
Right. So then how would I, So how, like, if I wanted to try this, what would I, what's involved with doing, like, with setting this up?
Yeah, I mean, basically, we're basically done with the process. It's just a few questions that I go through just to make sure that I get my onboarding team ready to go. You choose a time when you're ready for an onboarding call. It could be any time. We have a lot of slots available today or any time tomorrow. It just does take about 30 to 45 minutes. And then once I'm done with the questionnaire, I go through a quality assurance portion of the call. We collect whatever card information you want to put it on, and, you know, we get started. It takes us 7 to 14 days to get your Facebook ads live. And then your Google Business Profile is a little different. We always promise within 30 to 45 days we start moving you up the list. In your case, you're already so well entrenched that it's probably going to be a much quicker turnaround to start working on the optimization. But, you know, we still have that same timeline in writing as far as really showing the effects of the optimization. But you'll have tracking of all that, again, within 7 to 14 days.
So then
when everything is live.
But do you start like with so you would start with my Google Ads also, like, right away, or
If you want to run Google Ads, yes. Are you running Google Ads right now?
Yes. Mhm.
Oh, you are running Google Ads. Okay. So how are you running the Google Ads? Is it also through Engine?
Through a new engine. Well, they go into my account and make whatever adjustments or do whatever, but it's not, I haven't had, it's all it's done is like bring, we used to be at the top of the, for years, we were number 1, 2, and 3. And then now it's, you know, we're way down.
Right. Exactly. So, and do you like the results you're getting on your Google PPC?
No, because I'm not getting any work.
Yeah, okay, so that's what I was saying. So, I mean, if you want, I mean, we can definitely manage your Google pay-per-click ads, too, if you're doing that. I mean, like I said, our job was really just to show you what we can do on a smaller scale as we go. But if you want to, if you really, you know, like what you hear and you want us to really manage everything that you do online, including Google, by all means, whatever dollars you contribute to the Google Ads campaign, we would just do the same exact thing. The only difference is in your first month, we'll include an extra $100 of Google Ads. Since we are a premier channel partner, we definitely, you know, have a little promotion that we can do. So our minimum ad buy for Google Ads is $300 in the first month if you want to do a small ad buy with us for the Google Ads.
Am I able to set up, like, a separate account with you guys? Like, is that something that's possible to do?
Like a separate Google Business Profile? Completely different from what Engine is doing?
Yeah, just so that I don't affect anything. Like, if it's a complete disaster and doesn't make any difference or anything, I'm already having it paid for and covered through my corporate office. But then if I wanted to, like, so I don't want to, like, lose what I have already set up and then, you know, have the biggest disaster on my hands, you know, because I'm trying something new. Like, I don't know.
Right. Makes a lot of sense. So, I mean, what I would say then, if that's the case, I mean, if you don't want us to touch optimization, that's okay. But based on what you're telling me, is that's one of your keys to this whole situation is to take new engine off the optimization side of things, because to be fair to you, I understand what you're saying, but based on our experience in this industry, I don't know how we would ever lose ground with your optimization, because just to give you an idea, we deal with so many small businesses that are so brand new, they have zero Google reviews, and we still get them on the first page relatively quickly. Like, like I said, it's a little bit of a shock to me that New Engine hasn't pushed you to the first page or maintained your status on the first page like you're used to in the past, because it's not just the Google review score, right? It's all these other factors, how long you've been in business and just really, really, really maximizing your approach. But the interesting thing that I see too is, like, are they making sure that they're choosing the right, like, services and keywords, or do they change those around too?
No idea what they do. I've never even spoken to them.
Right. So that being said, that being said, do you really feel like there's anything to lose by saying take them off? Because I will let you know this. We're not going to lose your ground in that first month. We're only going to gain ground for you. There's no way you're going to just trickle down this list. The only way that you even trickled down this list is from lack of management if you were already at the top. It's easier to stay at the top than it is to get to the top, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, well, that's,
you know, again.
That's what I'm doing. And I'm literally.
I mean, that's what you're used to in the past, right? Is being at the top of this list.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's probably been 2 years since we were at the top of the list, and it's just gradually gone down to, like, being worse and worse and worse every single.
Yeah, that's because the optimization factors changed in over time, right? Like, the things that kept you at the top were different. And like you said, you were doing fine just by yourself because organic results were a different thing of the past in Google's algorithm. But now that they change it to where you really need active optimization, you know, and obviously new engines not doing what they needed to do. If you've been doing that for 6 months, how far have you moved up in 6 months from when they were supposedly working on it?
It's been worse. It's gotten worse.
So that means you have nothing to lose. And again, I'm not trying to be an arm twister here, but I mean, I hear your pain and I really want to be able to assist. Yours is going to be one of the easier files that we work with because you're already so strong in business. You're not like a new guy on the field, so to speak.
So what would my cost, what would my monthly fee be for you guys to take over my account, like to take over like my stuff, like my Google and then start with Facebook ads and all that other stuff?
So are you, do you have a budget for your Google ads each month that you give to Engine or your corporate?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so do you want to import that over to us, or do you want to maintain that on the corporate level, and then we handle the rest? It's totally up to you.
Yeah, I would want to, I would want somebody, like, they basically just, I have an account, like, with Google, and every month, they just, every week, once it hits, like, $500, then they take $500 off of my credit card.
Right. Right. So you set your budget to $500 a week right now.
No. I used to spend $10,000 a week on advertising, but I've had to lower it because that $10,000 was bringing me in $30,000 a month. So I've had to lower it to basically $3,000 a month. So I used to spend $10,000 a month on Google, but it didn't make a difference. If I was spending $10,000 a month, I was still at the bottom. Nothing I did brought in jobs. Like, wasting. I don't even know what the ads are that they're running, that my corporate office is running, because I don't even get to see them because they're handling it. But I'm paying for it. It's, you know, it's coming off of my, so I basically,
And that's interesting because when I pulled up right now, I pulled up Carpet Cleaning Orlando. I see allcleancarpet.net, Gator Clean, All Flooring USA, and Chance Pros. Why is your pay-per-click ad not showing up?
That's the thing. The is that the Google Guaranteed?
No, these are just paid. These are just the sponsored. Google Guaranteed is another thing we can definitely do. Do you have Google Guaranteed right now where you pay per lead?
I do, yeah. I have that. But I don't have the pay-per-click. That's why I like... where your ads are normally at the top. You know how you have the top three? I used to pay for that all the time. And that's where, that's the organic stuff, right? At the top?
Under the map is the organic stuff. That's where we're going to drive you back to the top. The above the map is usually the sponsored listings that are, you know, going to be people who are paying per click or Google Guaranteed.
Yeah.
So again, all of that is something that we can manage. We manage Google Guaranteed, no problem. We definitely have some back channels where we can actually speak with people directly through Google. I'm not sure if New Engine's offering you that. But you know, we definitely can help on all those avenues. if you're already running a campaign with them, you know, that's fine. But as far as, shifting it over to where we're managing it, you know, we definitely can do that. It still doesn't change your costs with us. We just manage all the stuff that you want us to manage. And like I said, you can import it all at once. You can import it slowly, however you want to do it.
Okay. And then, but you guys can completely take over my account. And then
yeah, you can actually have a marketing team that you can talk to at all times. Exactly. I hope if that's what you're looking for.
And it's $300 a month, and then you guys give $100 towards Facebook ads?
Yeah, at that $300, $100 goes to Facebook, and then $199 is our service fee to you. And then anything else you want to import as far as those ad dollars, you know, by all means, we will take it on. We can take on as many hundreds or thousands that you plan on investing on a month-to-month basis and just help you manage all those ads, especially if you're running that much on GADS right now.
Yeah, like, so right now I'm only running about $3,000 because I had to stop the bleeding because it was, you know, when you're only bringing in, you know, we used to bring in $100,000 a month, and now we're doing, you know, $30,000 a month, basically.
Yeah.
You know, so that's how bad it's gotten. And it's all because of Google, because that's like, I mean, I don't believe in paper advertising anymore. I don't believe in Valpak or any of that stuff. That's just a complete, you know, a complete waste of money. But I just, I don't know.
Okay.
Like what you guys would do.
So yeah, I mean, we definitely can do everything that we just talked about. If you want to start with just importing the paid per click and Facebook, we can do that if that's easier for you. Again, whatever makes more sense to you, you know, we're on board for it. If you want to start with just the Facebook, and so it's a kind of a novel thing for you, and you see how we work with Facebook, and then that'll, you know, earn your trust of like, all right, let me import everything that we do with them because they've already popped my business with just Facebook. We can do that too.
And the pay-per-click also. So what does it cost, like, to run ads up, like, for pay-per-click? Like, what's the cost of doing, like, how much money would you guys, like, do you know what the costs are involved with getting
Let's say you imported $500 of your paid-per-click campaign just to see how it works with us in that first month or whatever the case may be. That's your cost.
Right.
You don't pay us any extra dollars. You're already paying us for our service. I mean, that's just, we'll do the extra lifting to make sure you're happy, but you're not paying us any added on. And in fact, in that first month, we'll include an extra $100 towards your campaign.
Okay, and then
so let's say you wanted to do 500 in Google ads with us plus the program with Facebook, so it would be exactly $299 plus 500, so we're at $799, and that covers, you know, everything we just talked about. 500 of Google ads, of course, you'll get an extra 100, so 600 of Google ads, and then plus the, 100 in Facebook, for example.
Okay, and then how would I know which ads are the ones that are coming from your campaign, like how would I know the difference between?
Great question. So it is on the back-end analytics, right? So like, if you we're running a separate campaign at the same time, which is okay. We would still have the analytics on our end because any click-throughs on our campaign, you'll see that. We also do tracking numbers if you want to do that, where the number they would call from that campaign would be slightly different from the number that they call to get to the office now, just so that way there are records of it. But it's not going to change any of the impact as far as the calls going directly to your team. It would just give you an added layer of trackability to see how many calls are coming through, so that way you can justify, our value to you. Like I said, it's much more of an accountability factor there.
Or else I can just switch the whole thing over to you guys and just have you guys.
Absolutely. I mean, we would love for that. I just want to be, you know, careful for your sake, because I don't want to be the person who you think, oh, we tried this new thing, and now we went to 20,000 in revenue, and now someone's knocking on our door and found out and saying, what the heck did you do to us? So I don't think that would happen. To be honest, I'm very confident that would never happen, but I just want to be cognizant of how you'd want to approach it.
Okay.
So that's what I was saying. If it's easier for you, we do a small batch on the Google ads. You see how those work. We do a small batch on Facebook ads as well to start. And then what we would recommend is that as you see it grow, you'll see side by side which one's working better, Facebook or Google. And then you can really see, you're talking about cost saving. I'm really confident that Facebook, you'll be pleasantly surprised at, like, why am I not just doing this all the time? Because it's that strong for a lot of our clients. Especially when you say you mainly do Resi, right? You're not doing hardly any commercial?
But it's mostly, like, it's mostly duct cleaning that I want to focus on and not, but I need that. So the pay-per-click where it's the ad at the top, like the top three, I used to be the top three all the time. That's what I want to focus on is just getting those ads at the top and doing these Facebook ads. So how would I, so I have a person at my corporate office that the one that contacts New Engine or sends them an email and then they respond or whatever, because that's just not, so now how would I do, like, how would I get everything to you guys? Like, how would you set, like, how would you go ahead with this at this point? Like, how would I do this?
So we start the process. We start your onboarding. That's going to take, you know, tomorrow or a call tomorrow or later on today to really do the full onboarding. Then you have that 7 to 14 day window when we expect to go live. You can tell us don't go live yet. That's okay. We can not go live on any of your ads. And then you reach out to corporate and say, all right, I want to pull New Engine off my campaigning. And hopefully they have no issue with that, right? If they have no issue with that, then we're rocking and rolling. Obviously we can pivot as needed. If let's say you onboard for that $7.99 today and say, oh, you know what? We're not going to do Google Ads with you because New Engine XYZ said this or this or that. That's a whole, you know, that's okay. We would still just run the optimization and Facebook or whatever it is that you need from us. We have no problem, you know, being adaptable.
Okay. And then what hours are you open? Like from, what, like business hours do you have?
You know, we're typically available from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. your time. If you need us available around the clock a different time of day, let us know. But since we operate out of the West Coast of the U.S., it's 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. is our standard hours.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's fine. I didn't know what the, okay. And then.
And you definitely won't have a 48-hour turnaround to get action, fortunately. that hopefully will help a lot.
Yeah. So, okay. I'm going to ask her to call me, the person that looks after our ads now, and I'm going to ask her what's involved. Like, do I give you password, like, to my Google stuff? Like, how, like, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, how do you take over my account? Like,
oh, yeah, that's exactly how. So, like, any of the passwords that you have to your Google Business Profile, your AdWords, all those things, yes. The only thing we don't ask for access to is your social media profile. If you already have a Facebook Business Profile running, we're not going to run posts for you, but we'll still have the password to that to connect the ads to that for Facebook, but we won't do social media posts specifically.
But you're going to create the ads though, right?
Yes, correct. For all the things that we're talking about, we use your input, but we definitely do the ad copies.
Okay. Okay. Is there any way that you could call me back this afternoon so that I can talk to the person that's doing my stuff? I'm sure they're not going to have a problem because they find me super annoying because all I do is harass them, or not harass New Engine, but I have to call this person, you know, a couple of times a week, and I'm sure she doesn't appreciate, like, all, like, me having to get in touch with her all the time, you know, so that she can have to do emails and do this and, you know, and then it's just ridiculous. Like, you know, our ads were completely shut down because of Google's violation where they closed our account for no reason because their bot decides that this is a problem and this is a problem. And then it's like, you know, you try to reach her at corporate office and she's moving that weekend. So this is like from Thursday to Monday. And then all of the other ads for like the entire country get shut down for like the same thing, like all the bots picking up on stuff.
And weekends are usually really big for your business, I imagine, because that's when a lot of people do move outs and stuff, right?
Yeah, well, it's not even so much that, but it's like they have, so the, like the, you know, like for us to be shut down like that, where we don't even have ads, where we have no business coming in, no phone calls coming in, it really, 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 really affects us. And it puts us in a situation, you know, and our ads, we've been in constant, for the last 3 or 4 years, we've had our ads get shut down at least twice a week because of Google violations, because on the ads that they were running for us, like Sears offers different like offers. Like they offer locksmith services. They offer like,
right,
you know, different stuff, like alarm systems that require like the advanced verification or the certification or whatever. So, and we don't need that for our business because we're doing duct cleaning and carpet cleaning. So we don't need those advanced, you know, verification. So because they're running ads that would show locksmith on it or this and that, then our ads, the bot would pick up on locksmith on the ads and shut our ads down. Google violation, Google violation, Google violation, you know, all the time because, like, because of services that they're listing on our ads that have nothing to do with us. So we were
shut
down because of that. Like, it's been a disaster. I've watched in the last 2 years my business go from, you know, like I said, doing $100,000 a year to $100,000 a month to doing $30,000 a month, you know.
Well, we are definitely able to, you know, really alleviate a lot of this. And we want to get you back on that upward swing that you expect. And it's really just restoring what you've already built. And that's what I was saying. That's going to be a lot easier for us than every other process where we had to build from scratch. So, what I was going to ask for you so I can get in touch with you, what's your a good cell phone number for you? Because I'll send you a text message with my contact information. I know this 0555 probably forwards to your cell phone, right?
Right. Yeah, I just had it forwarded for today, for this morning. So my cell number is 407-590-2227.
Okay. All right. And then Josie, it's Josie, correct?
That's fine.
No, tell me how to spell your name. I don't want to botch this. We need to get off the right stuff.
It's spelled like Jose with an extra E.
Oh, okay. Josie, got it. Okay. All right. So what I'll do, Josie, I'm going to go ahead and send you a text message so you have my direct contact information on your cell phone. It's going to say, hi, Josie, this is John Kyle from Local Splash. And then that way, again, you have my direct contact information. That's what we'll do to get started. And so hopefully you can reach out to me either via text or just call back the 877 number, whatever's easier for you. I know that you're a busy woman, so just I want to operate around your time frame and really you know, get this situated when you're ready. So what time do you want me to give you a call if I don't hear from you, or would you rather just shoot me a text message to get the ball rolling?
Yeah, I just texted her right now. I just texted her now asking her if she has 10 minutes for me today. So she's going out. I need to fix it because she's going to California or to LA on this person that looks after my account. She's leaving on Thursday. And so she's not going to be answering her phones after Wednesday evening. And today is already Tuesday. So I basically have one day to be able to figure out how we're going to do this. Otherwise, I can't do anything for another week because there's nobody in the office anywhere as competent as she is. Like, they're all, you know, complete idiots. And,
right.
You know, they'll be able to, you know, nobody will be able to help me with anything if I can't get her, could figure out how to switch this over. I'm basically just going to tell her that I want to switch over my account. I mean, because it can't get any worse than what it is. And I've had to, and I know that part of it is, you know, part of it is my numbers are lower because I can't spend $10,000 a month anymore because I can't spend $10,000, like the crazy thing is that it doesn't matter if I spend $3,000 a month or $10,000 a month, the amount of revenue that I have coming in is like a $5,000 difference. So I can't keep personally paying.
Right, because most of your results came from organic in the past, and that's what we need to boost is basically what your analysis has come to show, that even if you throw up all these other AdWords out there, it didn't really impact you and barely covered the cost of the additional AdWords, right?
Right.
So that sounds like you being in that top flight of listings is really the kind of the end all be all as far as what carries your business. And, you know, that's what
right.
we'll fixate on
and
for
I
sure.
Need to do that in all the different, I need to do that in all the different markets because I have, like, it's divided up into different territories. So I have the Orlando, market that covers everything in all of like central, like Orlando. And then I have the Daytona Beach market, which is like another, you know.
You have another location at Daytona Beach, technically?
Yeah, but we're servicing it out of Orlando because it's basically, you know, I have like four trucks that are parked every day that I don't even have staff to work in because I don't have the work anymore because we're not getting any work from any of these other places. So I have, you know, the Daytona Beach, like it's the same business that I have, but my Google ads run like, so I have Daytona Beach. I have Melbourne, Florida, which is a separate one. I have Fort Pierce, which is part of like, it goes all the way to Port St. Lucie. Then I have Orlando. So I've got different.
But you're not running a separate optimization for those. That's just where your Google ads are for to hit those different areas, right?
Right. It's the same. It's like, yeah, that's where my ads have to go. So it's like, you know, I need to be able to do whatever. Wherever the cheapest is, I need to be able to start bringing in revenue from those specific locations so that, you know, like if the cost of having the local listing there as number one, you know, if it's like, you know, the pay-per-click or whatever it is, like this is what, you know, I need to fix this in all the locations. You know, there was a lot, I know there's more companies advertising right now, but we have like with a $10,000 budget that we used to have every month, there should be absolutely no reason why, like, you know, we weren't getting any jobs from.
Right. You really shouldn't have too many barriers to really have one of the dominant holds on each of those locations. Now, just to make sure I had your locations right. I had Orlando, Daytona Beach, Melbourne, and you mentioned another city?
It's Fort Pierce. That was the one that your person originally contacted me about was Fort Pierce.
So Fort Pierce, Orlando, Daytona Beach, Melbourne are your four core markets?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, we'll also look into this. I'll make sure by the time we touch base later on today, Josie, I'll make sure also that Facebook ads can be run to those locations because that way you can really dabble into different forms of marketing. I'm not a guy who grew up using a lot of social media, but it is so popular now that it's one of those things that we definitely suggest people don't overlook as far as a form of gathering business.
Right.
So,
okay.
Okay.
And then you create ads that you know are successful. You will create ads that you know are successful, right? Like I always found, like when I was advertising, when I was looking after my own advertising before all this Google stuff happened, I used to run, you know, Great Ads and, you know, Valpak and, you know, Yellow Pages back in the day where, you know,
right,
we had Yellow
for
Pages
sure.
And we are, you know, I was always on top. I was always top of the top of the top and then it just went, you know.
Well, I'm glad that you believe in marketing your business, and we have no problem helping you allocate your resources on all the right avenues to make it, you know, so much more successful for you than what you've experienced with this kind of like third-party marketer that you have, right? Because you don't even talk to New Engine, which I don't even know how that works. Like, how New Engine even accepts that like approach? Like, where they don't talk to you directly ever. Have you ever talked to someone directly at that company?
No, because Sears signed a contract with Sears, like Sears Transform Co. signed a contract with New Engine, basically to operate the, you know, to provide service for all of the franchises. So basically, the franchises are, but whatever contract they sign, they only have so many hours where they have that time to communicate with the entire country, right? So then what they do is they'll send multiple emails. They'll send emails out with multiple requests for different markets. So that, like, how does that work? It's not even possible. Like, what are they doing? What do they do to actually, you know? And then I have
not to mention for your sake, I mean, let me just focus on you. There's so many things you and I have talked about that you probably have never spoken to someone at New Engine about that, like, you know, things that can get conveyed in the conversation totally different in the, you're right. And like an email cannot convey what I'm hearing, you know what I mean? Like, and what we know needs to be done. And so I really hope this works out for you. I really hope that they give you a really quick release for this. And, yeah, we'll get you onboarded today and, we'll be rock and rolling by the end of this week. We'll probably have a lot of things already going for you.
Okay. Okay, well, I appreciate that. And I've texted her now asking her, you know, to set aside 10 minutes for me because I just need to know how to get it switched over. So that's all I need to know from them.
Capture passwords, anything you don't have passwords to, just capture those and we'll be ready. Whether it's your Facebook business profile, your Google ads, anything that you need access to. And the fact that you don't have access, just to let you know, when you work with us, we both have access to it, meaning we're not leaving you in a situation where you'd have to make a phone call just to retrieve access to it, you know?
Yeah, and that's hoping that she's not too busy and then feeling like that I'm, you know, taking her time. It's just awful, and it's just there's nobody... You know, there's nobody, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you'll really enjoy at least having a direct point of contact. So that way we're going to make things good for you, but good, bad, or indifferent. The fact that you can talk to someone directly and talk about it hopefully will really help you make sure that nothing bad ever goes to worse, so to speak, if that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, no, for sure. Okay, so that's awesome. I hope that you're able to help me because I just, at this point, I don't even know it. I don't even take phone calls like this from that guy, that your telemarketer person. You know, I don't normally take
phone calls. You what, you know, if you believe that there are certain things that were destined, maybe this is one of them. You know what I mean? Where the fact that you never take phone calls and then you answered this one today... Hopefully it was just you stumbling across something that ends up being a blessing for the company.
I hope so, yeah, because I'm at the end of my, you know, at the end of my rope. I don't know what to do anymore. I'm just, you know, watching everything I have fall up day by day.
Right.
So I'm hoping that you can help me.
Absolutely. Like I said, I mean, I see your profile, and that's what I was saying. The moment I saw your profile, I get a raised eyebrow when I say, how is she not near the top? So, you know, those types of things are easy to see that there's a wrench in the cogs, or, you know, where there's something going on that's not functioning properly for you. So, to fix that.
Right.
Yeah. That's something we should be able to handle. Okay, Josie.
Okay. All right.
Well,
so, thank you. But later today.
Okay, I'll do is, if I don't hear from you about... Go ahead.
Okay, so this afternoon, I'm not available. Like, I don't know if you could call me before 3 o'clock. If I've spoken to... Hold on. Before 3, like, before 2:30 my time, because I have a thing going on between 3 and 5, like, between 3 and 6 today, I'm not available.
Okay. Well, then I'll give you a call right at 2 o'clock, and then that way that'll give you some time if there's other things that we want to hash out before we start the onboarding process. Okay.
Okay. All right. That sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Josie. I'll reach out to you in a few hours. Have a good one now.
Okay. See you too. Bye bye.
All right. Bye bye.